Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
This morning on Local Focus, we're going to talk a little bit about the Mills River Farm Market and a few of our markets and why they're so important. But more importantly, we're going to focus on some folks who are very important when it comes to our local farm markets. Joe and Linda Britton here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys here with us. And Karen with North Carolina Cooperative Extension, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Mark. Good morning.
Great to have you guys here. Mills River Farm Market. It's every Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon from May through October. We are fortunate to have farm markets in our local regions around here. We're fortunate enough that wherever you are in Henderson County, chances are on a Saturday morning, there's a farm market that or a farmer's market that's near you where you can get fresh produce.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And Mills River Farm Market is one of those. Now, let me ask you guys something. I'm looking at our flyer here, and this is at Mills River Elementary School on Schoolhouse Road, by the way. I'm looking at a flyer here, and I see this thing that says SNAP-EBT credit/debit. Tell me what that means exactly. When we think of farmers markets, we don't think of that type of thing. Tell me what that means.
Well, that's a service a lot of the markets offer to give them. If you run out of cash and still want to buy something good at the market, you can swipe your card at the information desk, and we will give you tokens. We use a token system. For the SNAP EBT, it's dollar tokens for them to buy produce. Mills River doubles that, by the way. For debit credit, we give you a $5 token, and that's just like a $5 bill. You spend it and get change back and go home with your quality products.
So, Mark, it's essentially like an ATM, but at the farmer's market.
Wow.
So if folks come and they don't have cash, they can swipe their card and get these tokens. And these tokens are only going to be spent there at Mills River's farmer's market. But it's really a convenience for the customer.
You know, that makes total sense. We were talking off mic here just a bit ago about how people aren't necessarily taking advantage of your farmers markets. You find yourself at the grocery store, so you're buying your things there. But this is a way of really making it a lot easier for folks to spend your dollars at our farmers markets, right?
Right. And a lot of times folks just don't carry cash anymore.
Right.
We're not a cash society like we used to be. And when our market first opened about 11 years ago, people had cash in their pocket. And then as time has moved on, everybody's using that debit card or their credit card. And frankly, if we didn't take those debit and credit cards, we'd be losing a lot of sales because folks aren't going to go find an ATM and then turn around and come back to the market to get that item they saw.
Right. Right. So what was the thought process behind this? And is it just Mills River Farm Market that is taking these?
No, there are lots of farmers markets throughout Western North Carolina and throughout the country that operate on a token system where you can swipe debit and credit cards. But what started us down this road was our concern for food security in Henderson County. We were looking at some statistics regarding the numbers of free and reduced lunches in our local school system.
Yeah.
And that sort of made us more aware of the need that these families were having.
And homeless children.
Numbers of homeless, yes.
There were seven. When we looked into this, there were 17 homeless children at Mills River Elementary.
And that concerned us greatly. So we set out to try to be able to take the SNAP benefits. And it's a process with the federal government where you have to fill out applications and be approved.
So the SNAP benefits is different from the credit debit?
It's entirely different,
okay.
Yes. All of us have debit credit cards, but SNAP benefits is what we used to call food stamps in the past. But it's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
And you're able to take that now, at least at Mills River Farm Market, right?
That's right. That's right. We do. And through our help, the Henderson County Tailgate Market is able to take those SNAP benefits at this time, too.
So this is the first year that the Henderson County Tailgate Market's able to also accept SNAP EBT, and it was really Joe and Linda Britton from the Mills River Farmers Market that supported and walked us through the process and really helped that market get going. So they've been instrumental in sharing their knowledge with other markets in the area because they really believe in food access for everyone. And I would like Linda or Joe to elaborate a little bit about your Double Dollars program and the SNAP EBT at your market, because you're one of the only ones doing that as well.
All right, I'll be happy to. When you come to the market with your card, your SNAP EBT card, we have a point-of-sale machine, just like you would have in any store at the checkout, and you swipe your card through that machine. And we are able to, say, take $10 off of your EBT account. And what we do is give you $10 worth of tokens that are used to shop with at the market. Each token is worth a dollar. But at our market, we've worked hard through the years to come up with a matching dollars, a double dollars program. So if you take $10 off of your EBT card through the generosity of donors, sponsors, we're able to give you an additional $10. So therefore, you've got $20 to shop with at the farmer's market.
So that makes it a no-brainer to be shopping and using those.
I agree. In my opinion, it's a no-brainer. I mean, where else are you going to get, you know, free money?
Okay, so let's talk about this, too. Let's give the education about the types of things that you find at, say, Mills River Farm Market. And I say this, Joe, because you mentioned a minute ago something about your chicken. I can get chicken at the farm market. Typically, when we think of farmers markets, we think of produce.
You can get chicken. You can get, we have a beef vendor. We have a pork vendor. We have cheese. We have breads. We have jams and jellies.
We even have some crafts available.
A few crafts, a few locally made crafts. But our emphasis, of course, is on the food. And as market changes, we'll have mushrooms. We'll have, you know, just
fruits.
Plant starts right now are a big thing. People wanting to grow their own. You can come to our market and buy your tomato plants or your pepper plants. We have fruit, as Linda said.
Right now we've got seafood even at the market.
Really?
Yes. We stipulated with the seafood vendor. Now, you can't be local. Now, our market is within a 50-mile radius. Our vendors are within a 50-mile radius. But, of course, seafood's not within a 50-mile radius. So we told that vendor that the seafood needed to come from North Carolina waters.
Okay.
Not from Maine, not from the Pacific, but from
Scotland,
North Carolina waters. So we've got local, we've got consideringly local seafood as well.
So when you think of the products that you can get at these farmers market, like Mills River Farm Market, the only truck they've been in the back of is basically from the farm to the market, not traveling across the country, not picked at an earlier time than ripe so that they could ripen in the back of a truck or in a bag.
Now, most of the stuff, well, it all on your produce especially, is fresh. We've been known to be out there with flashlights picking in the morning before market opens at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
You know, or at least, you know, the earliest it's going to be is the night before.
Right. I mean, last night I was out till dark, you know, getting things ready for a different market that we're selling at today.
So, Joe and Linda, how long have you guys been involved in this type of thing?
Well, we've been involved with the Mills River Farmers Market since its inception, which was in 2009. That year it was a short season market. It only opened, I believe, in August. We just had a handful of vendors, maybe eight. And then the following year, well, the market was started by the town of Mills River. And the following year, they wanted to turn over the reins to somebody else. And so a volunteer group came together as a first board of directors. And Joe and I were part of that volunteer group. So we've been involved on the board since 2010.
Okay. All right. So we want to make sure people understand that this Mills River Farm Market is Saturdays, 8 a.m. until noon, beginning. It's already begun, May.
Yes.
May through October. It's at Mills River Elementary. That's at 94 Schoolhouse Road. You can find out more. You can give a call at 891-3332. You can email millsriverfarm@gmail.com. But most importantly, remember, you don't have to have cash. You don't have to have cash. Don't say, oh, I wish I had some cash. I'd love to go to that farmer's market. But you don't have to. Karen, have we covered everything?
So, Mark, if we have a little bit more time, I'd like for Joe and Linda to talk a little bit about what makes their market unique. So I work with a lot of markets in the area, and theirs is really the only one doing a mobile kitchen with a lot of cooking demonstrations.
Right,
and they do a lot of kids' education.
So
I'd like for them to talk about
that. Yeah, elaborate on that if you would.
Well, the mobile demonstration kitchen this year is being staffed by a dietetic intern that we have hired to help out with that. We have some type of a cooking demonstration every week, whether she does the demonstration herself or we invite in a guest chef for the day. And they are showing how to prepare local foods within a budget, nothing elaborate, but things that we could all do at home. And our target audience, of course, is our SNAP EBT customer, but everybody gets educated. But no matter who you are, you all need to learn a little bit more about how to eat healthy.
And a guest chef, we're looking for people that have a special recipe. You do not have to be a chef to come and give a demonstration.
Right.
You have a favorite grandma's recipe that you can spit out in a few minutes on an ongoing basis. We would love to have you come and demonstrate.
I really love that idea, because you might walk through a farmer's market and see something like leeks or something like that and go, what do I do with those? What in the world does one do with those? And you can learn how to do that.
Learn how to do it.
That's exactly right. And with our children's program, we follow the Growing Minds at Market curriculum that ASAP, the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project, has put together. And that gives some sort of a connection to food, nutrition, growing, plants, animals, something. And every week the kids have an activity to do with that connection.
Uh-huh.
We also have a lending library with about $400 or $500 worth of quality literature that the children can check out a book and take with them when they leave the market and bring back on their next trip. So anything we can do to encourage at a young age getting people into the habit of eating right and enjoying food, we want to do it.
Well, and ensuring that our farmers markets continue generations of people who appreciate and want to take advantage of those. That's, gosh, the education piece in this is just amazing. It's one thing to set up tables and sell your produce and your meats and so forth. It's another thing to be doing all of the work that you guys are doing to make this happen.
It's really a community event.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing what they're doing out there. So
right.
I encourage people to come check it out.
Yeah, get out there and find out for yourself. It's the Mills River Farm Market on Saturdays, 8 a.m. until noon, May through October. Of course, it's at the Mills River Elementary School. That's at 94 Schoolhouse Road, 891-3332. You can call to get more information, or you can email millsriverfarm@gmail.com. Better yet, just show up with your debit card.
That's right. We'll
and
be happy
do
to
take
see you.
Cash.
And you do. That's right. We still take cash. We still take cash. But just in case you run out, you still got the debit card. Joe and Linda Britton, thank you guys so much. Karen with North Carolina Cooperative Extension, thank you guys so much for the education piece of what you're doing and what you're doing in the community, so that we can eat fresh and eat good foods that are grown right here in right around Henderson County in Western North Carolina. Once again, folks, it's the Mills River Farm Market, Saturdays, 8 a.m. until noon. That's May through October, and that's at Mills River Elementary School on 94 Schoolhouse Road.